Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui contem el conte de Sant Jordi. Sant Jordi representa el valor, lealtat i noblesa. És el codi d'honor que seguien els cavallers. Havien de jurar ser valents, justos i mantenir la seva paraula i de protegir els dèbils i els pobres. És clar que no tots els cavallers van ser fiels al codi d'honor, però el Sant Jordi sí. És el patró de Catalunya, d'Anglaterra, i el creu vermell de Sant George és en la bandera nacional. En Anglaterra, el seu dia és el 23 d'abril, com aquí, i també és el patró de diversos altres països, incloent a Canadà, a la Xina, a Grècia, Rússia, Portugal, Palestina, Etiòpia, Sèrbia i Montenegro. I fins i tot hi ha un país que porta el seu nom, i això és el Georgia, que està entre Rússia i Turquia. St. George and the Dragon. Once upon a time, there was a town where the people had a very serious problem. There was a terrible dragon who had come to live near the village. The dragon had a long tail and eyes like a snake. The dragon's breath caused pestilence wherever it approached. When the dragon breathed on someone, they died immediately. Everyone was very frightened of the dragon. The dragon ate many of the cows which belonged to the people in the town. The villagers made a pact with the dragon and agreed to give the monster 2 sheep every day to satisfy its hunger and keep it away from the town. However, eventually, the villagers ran out of sheep, and the villagers had a meeting to decide what to do next. They bargained with the dragon and agreed to give it a person every month if it stayed away from the town. They decided to draw lots to see who would be given to the dragon. The dragon was well fed and stayed away from the village. But one terrible day, the king's own daughter, the princess, was chosen to be given to the dragon. The king offered all his gold and silver for a substitute, but the people had pledged themselves that no substitutes were allowed. So the princess, dressed as a bride in white silk, was led out of the town and left to wait for the dragon. She was afraid. St. George rode past on his white horse and asked the princess what she was doing, but she told him to leave as it was dangerous. The good knight stayed, however, and when the dragon appeared, St. George, making the sign of the cross, bravely defended the princess. He used his lance and his sword. He threw his lance and wounded the beast under its wing. Then he took his sword and killed it. The dragon was very strong, but St. George had won the fight. When the dragon's blood fell to the ground, a rose bush bloomed. St. George picked the most perfect blood-red rose from the bush and gave it to the beautiful princess as he set her free. The princess was very happy, and together they returned to the town to tell everyone that the dragon was dead, and everyone could live happily ever after, thanks to the bravery of St. George.